Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. Oh, the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, and Judith Robert and Tom Kapusinskas. From historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, we have a brand new show coming to you inspired by the creative and necessary concept of social distancing. Playing tonight will be Nate Butler from the wildly popular band Shiny Shiny Black, and also Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour's brilliant sound engineer, and our very own musical producer and songwriter John Baylor of the Stampede String Band, and our sometimes kooky and often surprising host and director of Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, George Schricker. We also have a special kind of Shoot the Moon radio quiz show, and me, your guest announcer and Hope College sophomore, Katie Smith. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, sharps and flats, rests and crescendos, and those that pluck, toot, and pucker. Here is the mystical maestro of all things lunar, or lunatic, your Radio Hour host, George Schricker.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, 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 till the very end. And when it stops, oh, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. It won't be long till the river goes round.
Round and round and round.
Well, welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour closed set. We are social distancing tonight. We've got lovely distances between us, about 12 foot between everybody, a lot of face mask on. And we are very fortunate to have a guest announcer with us all the way from Hope College. Mm-hmm. Her name's Katie Smith and is, I believe, a Plymouth resident as well. Is that correct?
Indeed, I am.
Yeah. Yeah, you went to high school here, right?
I did, yeah.
And you made it out? That was good?
Yeah, that was
and
good.
And you couldn't wait to get to Hope College to do what?
Well, I'm currently majoring in communications and minoring in theater and writing.
So what kind of a class might you have had initially? What sort of classes?
Mm-hmm. My favorite classes included acting, play analysis, and media and society.
What is the most exciting thing you learned in your acting class? Something new?
Yeah. We did a lot of vulnerability exercises together and just trying to share our stories and be open with all kinds of emotions and just having a space where everybody could feel anything they ever wanted to in the world.
Wow.
That was really interesting and taught me a lot.
That sounds productive for anyone, actually.
Yeah.
For anyone to get together and be able to share like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm so excited about our show today, Katie. And we have our music producer who is with us every week and who does not get to shine often enough. And it's John Baylor. And he is actually here to actually sing some songs this evening. Isn't that exciting?
That's super exciting.
Yeah.
That is exciting. Personally, I'm thrilled.
Good. That's Nate Butler, by the way. And we're sort of having a musical conversation today. Could you tell me, John, before you play a song for us, because we can't wait to hear that, but do you remember a story about yourself when you were younger, maybe around 5 or 6 or 7 or something like that. Do you have a story, a childhood story?
There's a lot of things I've forgotten.
Really?
Probably more that I remember, yeah, from 5 or 6. But I guess I'll give you something musical, which I've probably talked to you about my musical childhood history a little bit before.
Yeah, give me that.
But I wrote songs when I was very young, and as I got older, I kind of had this curiosity about when did I start writing songs. But then I started having kids of my own. I got a daughter and a son now, and like when babies are trying to sing, they'll make up songs before they'll learn songs, you know, that mom and dad sing, because it's harder to learn something than to make it up. So I think it was just something that was just always going, and just a bunch of babies grow up and quit making up songs, and I just never grew up. So maybe it's just stunted maturity or something in me. I wrote a lot of songs that I was just writing them, you know, just for me. I didn't really have any ideas about performing them or anything like that. And my oldest brother, he played a little bit of guitar, and he decided he wanted to have a band, which we never exactly had. But we got together, started working together. He asked if I wanted to be in a band with him, which was strange because I didn't play any instruments or anything.
Did you create a name for it? I'm interested. A lot of times bands get together and they can't wait to come up with a name.
Yeah, I don't know. You might love it, but I don't. But
But you didn't come up with a name. You did.
Oh, it was Lemon Rainbow.
Lemon Rainbow. Yeah.
Which I didn't come up with it. So if you don't like it, then I got somebody else you can pin the blame on.
But
it sounds like
Sweet Tarts.
Sweet Tarts, right. I like Lemon Rainbow, though. I think it's a very, it's very tasteful.
Oh, well, actually, I did come up with it. So he asked me if I was...
So the part about your child is that you really can't remember it. So all of this is just made up.
No, the only part that's made up is that I came up with it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just thought, well, if it's good, I'll go ahead and take the credit. But he asked if I was interested in being a band with him. And I told him I'd written some songs and sang a couple for him. And he was excited about it. So we started writing music together. And the basement was kind of our hangout. We just go down there and write songs and listen to music, and he'd play a little bit, and we'd just try to come up with stuff. His interest didn't last a long, long time, but it was a very important experience for me, and kind of opening up my songwriting to another human being was an important step that didn't really seem like a very big one at all for me, because he was coming and looking for it.
Could you do me a favor, John, and actually reach down into that notebook and pull out one of those songs and sing it for us?
I can. And this is not a song that goes back to childhood. It's a pretty new one, but it reminds me of the kind of thing that I would have written when I was younger. And I'm not exactly sure why. But somehow I wrote this, and I felt like I really enjoy this, and part of the reason was because it reminded me so much of those things I was writing when I was a kid. In the middle of the darkest night, it's not fair cause everybody cries sometimes, but you better never lose control. You lose face, you lose your soul. My, 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 my. Head up high, sunny sky, cause you knew just where to begin. But she turned you down, you can turn that frown right side up again. In the middle of the darkest night, it's not fair cause everybody cries sometimes, but you better never lose control. You lose face, you lose your soul. My, 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 my. Shadows fall, heartaches call,
troubles have no end. Hide it away in an alleyway. Let the shadows be your friend. In the middle of the darkest night, it's not fair 'cause everybody cries sometimes. But you better never lose control. You lose face, you lose your soul. My, 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 it ain't right. You lose sight. In you I see a web of grief within a god of stone. Condemned to bear your troubles there in that old heart alone. Damned if you should cry aloud, make your troubles known. And damned if you don't. My, 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 my. In the middle of the darkest night, it's not fair 'cause everybody cries sometimes. But you better never lose control. You lose face, you lose your soul. My, 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 my.
Oh, yeah. Wow, John, that is so great. That's definitely a rock and roll. You know, it's like rock and roll. That's, don't you think, Nate?
Absolutely.
Man, it was like really swinging. And I thought, wow, this would be such a great dance tune.
Isn't that the funny dichotomy of so much rock and roll, though, that... That it's happy and danceable and yet often has some serious topics hidden underneath.
Yeah, no, and I think this is exactly that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Man, what a beautiful song. Yeah,
well, I mentioned it was like a song I would have written when I was younger, and there's still a lot of rock and roll present in my music, but I'm very immersed in traditional country music and cowboy music and all that. I'm trying to pull from all these different sources.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm also... I'm always trying to experiment musically, and when I write a song, I want to do something musically that I haven't done before.
Yeah,
which is all good, but in this one, it's just like the kind of rock song that I would have written when I was a kid. So that's a lot of that covers a lot of what I was saying.
Well, and you have a very philosophical approach to music in many different ways, and I think that's where I connect with your lyric because, you know, I'm sort of very philosophical about life. So it fits my own my own orientations. And you get philosophical about all kinds of things. You were describing to me, you fairly philosophical earlier when you were sharing that new song that you have with me. Is it, is that correct?
Well, that's absolutely correct, George.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll just dive into it. I won't give a whole lot of introduction because you're leading me most of the way anyway. When you sing, when you play music, you disappear in the sound and in the moment. Your mind and soul are at peace, and your whole body is at peace. And when your muscles and the organs of your body are in a state of perfect bliss, the gases freely flow. So stand back, boys, I'm gonna let it rip. This is my home, this span between the wall and the microphone. When I'm standing here, don't draw near, I'm in the zone. Sometimes it gets a little loud and I'm in a cloud. And if you step in my sacred space, it'll hit you in the face, but it frees my heart. This is my time to fart.
I got a gal, she knows how to thrill me. She cooks up a hot, great big pot of chili. When I put on a show after a bowl or a swallow, you better stand back, I'm a real tough act to follow. I'm a tough act, a real tough act to follow. I'm a tough act, a real tough act to follow. When I'm on the bill, I'm sure to kill, it's a given. Yeah, you better think twice when you pay the price of admission. 'Cause the very next band to take to the stand, I ain't joking, they always spend the next 10 minutes choking. I'm a tough act, a real tough act to follow. I'm a tough act, a real tough act to follow. Music makes us one with all the world. That's why I'm a singer. As I relax my need to feel control, I relax my sphincter. I'm really quite a gentleman all told, except for in this instance. Any entertainer will agree, you better keep your social distance. I love my beans, love to eat them. No fog machines for me, I don't need them. No pyrotechnics in my show, 'cause everybody knows if there's a spark, this whole place is gonna blow. Sing with me. I'm a tough act, real tough act to follow. I'm a tough act, real tough act to follow. I'm a tough act, a real tough act to follow.
That was a fine piece of work.
Thank you. My lyrics sheet got all wet.
I was really pleased to be able to be in at a distance from you while playing. Well, John, I think we're about done with this segment.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed it, George.
And I really appreciate
and
your
pity the next guest.
Yeah. Well. That's going to be Nate Butler, actually. So, but anyway, don't you have some music to play or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
With support from Judith Robert and Tom Kapusinskas, the Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.